Hi.
Hi. Where are you calling from?
Fayetteville, Arkansas.
You're not a clown, too, are you?
No, I'm not.
Oh, all right.
But I am a little nervous, so if I stumble over what I'm supposed to say, then...
Why are you... Do you get nervous when you call your friends on the phone?
No, but you're a little different.
No, I'm not. It's the same.
Well, I have a little story for you. It's kind of a haunted house kind of story.
Okay.
My grandparents bought in this house out in the, like, near the middle of the woods. It's on this little dirt road. And when they first moved in, they thought it was, like, the perfect house. It's, you know, hard to get there. It's kind of in the middle of nowhere, really. And so when they first moved in, the people who were moving out made this little, like, joke. They were like, well, don't let the ghosts get you. And my family was like, well, what's that about, you know? And so they looked it up, and apparently two little girls are actually buried on the property. And that really didn't bother them because they're kind of religious, and they just didn't see it as a big deal. And so they move in, and it's like 2 weeks after they've moved in the house, and they start getting these weird phone calls. And at first it was just like somebody was there, but they weren't saying anything, and then they would hear it hang back up. And then pretty soon it was like a little kid's voice, and they were asking for daddy, like over and over again. And then you would hear the phone hang up, and then you hear the phone upstairs click back in the receiver. And so they kind of felt like it was a call from the house. Like, it was really kind of hard to explain how it sounded. And so that freaked them out, but they still were able to kind of dismiss it as being just, you know, something weird going on.
Yeah.
And my uncle came to stay, and this is after I had been born, and I had, like, two or three, and I was playing with these toys up in the upstairs spare bedroom. And when I was done, I put them all back in the box. But they were kind of old, and they kind of squeak and make noise. And that night we'd gone to bed, and he shut the door, and he heard these weird noises in the spare bedroom. And he could tell it was something squeaking and moving around. And he's a hunter, so he's, like, you know, going to be all big and tough. And he thinks it's a burglar, so he's going to go in and he's going to bring his gun with him. And so he goes and he flings open the door, and scattered all throughout the whole room are my toys. I like these little kids' toys. And
they're alive.
It was just, they were everywhere. And so he, you know, at first he thought that it was me who'd left them out. So again, they were able to kind of dismiss it as being like, oh, well, it was really nothing. And when I was about 4 years old, things started happening up a lot more. And I remember my mom told me when I was like 13. And before then, I didn't even believe in this sort of stuff. And she told me that I was standing at the front door, and it's this, like, glass sliding door. And I told her, I asked her, could I go please play with those two little girls? And they didn't see anyone outside. And so my mom took me outside to play, and she turned her back, and I was gone. And she was, you know, looking frantically for me, and they live on this huge hill, and their driveway goes down the hill. And so she heard this strange music, and it was kind of like an old record player sound.
Yeah, scratchy type.
Yeah, and kind of hard to tell where it was coming from. But she could tell it was, like, coming from the bottom of the hill, from the bottom of the driveway. And so she takes off down the hill. And she finds, by the time she gets down there, the music stopped. But I'm sitting there just, like, talking to myself at the bottom of the hill. And I don't remember any of this, but this is what she's told me. And then things started happening where I was old enough to actually remember it.
Could you see those children, but they couldn't?
I don't know. I really can't remember anything. And, like, when she told me, I was still kind of skeptical. I'd like to say I'm a skeptic at heart, but it takes a lot to really convince me. And things really happen around, like, holidays, like Christmas and stuff. And I was outside with my cousin and my sister, and they're both younger than me. We were looking at Christmas lights because my grandma is really big into Christmas. And we were outside, and we heard this really weird music, like the scratchy music. And my mom hadn't told me at the time about the music. So we rushed inside. Like, we were screaming. Like, it was scary because it's just not a normal sound. And we told her about it, and that's when she told me that she'd heard the music before. And it's always from the bottom of the hill. And things have been happening for a long time, and it's been a long time since I was 13 years old. But
how old are you now?
I'm 20.
Oh, okay.
And my little cousin recently, he's 3, and he was playing in one of the living rooms, and he came rushing into the kitchen, and he was, like, almost crying, and he was saying how scared he was. And so we were like, oh, you know, what's wrong? Why are you scared? And he said, something is crawling on its hands and feet upstairs. And so things are always happening, but I started asking my mom about it because I wanted to know, you know, what's going on here? Has this always been happening? And I figured there was stuff she probably would tell me now that she wouldn't have told me back then.
Yeah, she was holding back when you were a kid.
Yeah. And so I asked her about it, and she said that it's actually, there's a whole lot of things that happened that we don't know if they're related or not. And I was going to call last night and ask, but it's such kind of a long story, so I didn't want to do it.
Are they still living in that house?
Yeah. And the scariest thing that scares me is, like, I'm pretty okay with the ghost thing now. Like, things have happened so many times, and we've seen so many weird things. I'm pretty okay with that. But one of the strangest things that happened was my mom was going to college, and I was like 7 or so, and I don't remember this, but she was sleeping downstairs because we were all living at my grandparents', and there's this like big fireplace thing, and she brought this guy. Hang on, I got to reverse because I'm telling you too much ahead of time. This guy gave her this book because she was doing a paper on like religious things, and okay. He gave her this book and said it would really help her, like it would really do good on her paper. And so she took it home and didn't even look at it. And that night she went to bed and she had this horrible dream that something was pounding up and down the stairs. And she said it sounded huge, like not like a person, but like an animal or something. And she thought she was dreaming, and she kind of woke up and realized it was still going on, and it was growling, like really deep growl. And she kept thinking, you know, I've got to be dreaming. But that morning she checked the book, and it ended up being this, like, satanic Bible. And I'm not sure if she ever opened it or how long it was in the house. But
She didn't even know it was that
until later? No, she didn't know it the next morning.
Why would this guy give her a satanic Bible?
And she was going to a Catholic college, like a private Catholic school. So
was
that in itself is really bizarre.
Was this his idea of a sick joke or what?
I really don't know. And because that's what I asked. I was like, why would he do that? She's like, I guess he just thought it would help. But
all right, we're going to move on. But see, you weren't nervous, were you?
I was a little nervous.
Well, you're okay now, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm okay.
Okay, thanks for calling.
Thank you for letting me talk.
All right, sure thing. See, you don't get nervous. You call the show, don't get nervous. I'm your pal.